Immigration Minister Peter Dutton criticised the ABC and Fairfax Media last night on Sky News, demanding an apology. He criticised their reporting of the recent violence at the Manus Island Detention Centre, in which Papua New Guinean Navy personnel fired up to 100 gunshots at the centre. He then continued to stand by claims the events were sparked by escalated tension after a young boy was led into the centre a week earlier. Speaking to David Spears on Sky last week, conflating two apparently unrelated incidents, Dutton suggested violence which erupted at the Manus Island Detention Centre was the result of tensions surrounding alleged sexual assaults and a young boy entering the centre. Over the weekend, Dutton defended the statements on the ABC's Insiders program.
Of course it is true, and the briefing...
It's not true.
It is true, and the briefing that I've had is particularly succinct and clear.
A briefing from... Who gave you this information?
Well, Barry, I have people, senior people on the island. We also have, obviously, significant contacts with the governor and people of Manus.
Amongst claims of spreading misinformation, the implications made by Dutton first came from an Australian far-right group. On April 12, Reclaim Australia Rally posted an exclusive on their Facebook page. It detailed a disturbing incident that occurred on Saturday, April 8, in which a 7-year-old boy was smuggled into Oscar Camp, where it's believed he was going to be raped, before security realised quickly and removed the boy from danger. This information we are posting comes from a direct source inside Manus, the post read. An Australian staff member who declined to be named was quoted in an article by The Australian 5 days later, before Dutton made mention of the young boy being led into the centre later that week. This version of events has been directly contradicted by Papua New Guinean Police Commander David Yapu, former Manus Island politician Ronnie Knight, and Amir Tahinia, an Iranian asylum seeker detained on Manus Island.
The police commander says that there's CCTV footage showing that the boy was waiting outside the gate. He was looking for food. Food was placed into a plastic bag and given to him. He was 10 years old. It happened a week before the disturbance and he left.
Yapu said there was no official complaint by the parents of that small boy. Amir Taghinya told BuzzFeed News it is impossible for a non-staffer or local to make it into the centre unless they forcibly try to attack or storm the centre, which Amir says they did on Good Friday. As Dutton calls for evidence from the ABC and Fairfax, many are calling for evidence from him.
Let's allow the police investigation to be conducted.
Well, why didn't you do that?
I've received different advice from that.
Why didn't you let the investigation happen before you preempted it?
I was asked why the mood had elevated on the ground on Manus Island. These two incidents fed directly into that.
Even Andrew Bolt, in a blog post for the Herald Sun, said it was an ugly suggestion, and said Dutton should either prove it or apologise. Dutton says investigations are continuing. Many will be awaiting the outcome.